Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update, powered by 651 Carpets. 1029 The Wolf.
Sophie is joining us this morning on second date update, and you can too if you've gone out on a great first date. The other person said, yeah, let's do this again, but then nothing. Well, PT and I will try to find out why, and that's apparently happened to Sophie, who is joining us this morning. Sophie, good morning. Can you tell us what's going on with Ted?
Well, we had our date about 2 weekends ago, and he hasn't called me. I don't think it was necessarily the best date I've ever been on, but it certainly wasn't the worst.
Why do you say that?
Well, it was a good date, you know, like a good restaurant, good food, and the conversation kept going. But there weren't really any major sparks for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought it was good enough that I wouldn't be ghosted, and he told me he'd call, and he hasn't.
Let me ask you this, Sophie. If the date wasn't that great and you didn't have any major sparks, why do you want to see Ted so bad again?
Because I just feel like the first date is always so awkward. Mm-hmm. It's just like a job interview. You're never really yourself, and I just feel like if there weren't any sparks the first time, it might just be because we were both nervous or unsure of really what to say. And I kind of think that I don't want to make that decision until at least the second date to see if the awkwardness goes away or if it's just part of it.
I love hearing this, Sophie. My wife has given me about 1,000 second chances to keep going out with her. So this is great. I love women like you and my wife. Can you think of anything that might have happened to make him not want to call you back? You know, something that might have occurred on the date?
Not a single thing. Like, I can't figure it out. Nothing went wrong.
Is it possible that he's playing an element, I don't want to say hard to get, right? But, like, by not kind of getting back to you, that it's making you want to get back in touch with him? Do you know what I'm talking about? Is that possible or no? Like, does he seem like a guy that would do that?
He doesn't seem like that type of guy, but maybe subconsciously that's what he's doing. But, I mean, it's... I don't know. Maybe he just didn't feel anything. Like, I didn't really feel anything. But again, I don't think that first date is something to judge on. I think the first date is the appetizer. You still intend to have dinner.
Interesting. Yeah. I've never heard that comment, but I think I can understand where that comes from. Yeah, that makes sense.
I am like the cheesy tater tots in our... in our marriage. All right, enough about me. Sophie, we're going to try to get Ted on the phone here on Second Date Update.
What are you going to do with this guy, Sophie?
Try to get some answers and hopefully lead you to a second date. How does that sound?
Thank you. That would be great.
Okay, you stay right there. Second half, Second Date Update coming up. Thunder and PT right after this on The Wolf.
It's Thunder and PT's Second Date Update, powered by 651 Carpets. 1029 The Wolf.
Our listener Sophie hasn't heard back from Ted after a first date where she even agreed there weren't many sparks.
I just feel like the first date is always so awkward. Mm-hmm. It's just like a job interview. You're never really yourself. It might just be because we were both nervous or unsure of really what to say. I think that I don't want to make that decision until at least the second date to see if the awkwardness goes away or if it's just part of it.
It's Second Date Update brought to you by 651 Carpets, home of the next day install.
Hello?
Ted?
Yes, who's this?
Ted, don't hang up. Not a sales call. It's not a spam call. It's Thunder and PT. And we're on the radio here. We do the morning show at 102.9 The Wolf. Would you have a minute just to talk to us this morning?
Sure, I guess. What's this about?
Here's the thing. We do something on our show called Second Date Update. And what happens is a listener of ours reaches out and says, hey, like I had a great first date, haven't heard back from the other person. And then we try to get in touch with them.
Okay.
So do you remember a date a couple weeks ago with a woman named Sophie?
Okay.
Okay.
Well, she told us, Ted, that you haven't called her since that first date, and we're just here to ask you if you would tell us why.
Oh, I don't think that's appropriate for the radio. That's not fair.
But see, here's the thing. We talked to Sophie, And she knows.
Yeah, so she kind of like brought it up to us, right?
And so she knows that we're calling you. And we think that maybe she just, she would like to know, Ted. And so she's okay with whatever it is, she can handle it.
So you have spoken to her and she has given you her consent.
Yes.
Okay. It's a little like, this is kind of uncomfortable, but.
No, just do the best you can. I mean, be nice about it if you can, but whatever it is.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like negative to her, is it?
No. No. But I don't know. I've never done this before. I've never done the radio, so okay. I don't.
Yeah. So just tell us what it was.
Well, I mean, it was a fine date, but I didn't really feel anything. I didn't really, there was a real spark on the date. And after we said goodnight, it was still kind of, you know, decently early. And I met up with my friends and we went out to a restaurant. And at that restaurant, without even trying, I met somebody.
Wow. Okay. And that kind of adds up. And she said, Ted, that there weren't like a tremendous amount of sparks. She just seemed to like you as a person and wanted to try it again. But I tell you what, we have Sophie on the other line. Would you just hang on and I could connect the two of you and you could tell her yourself?
Okay.
Sophie, are you there?
Yeah, I heard. Definitely heard that.
Yeah.
Hi, Sophie. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, it's really not cool. Like, I get it. We didn't click, and I even said that. But you said you would call, so I've been waiting. And that's kind of where my, I guess, annoyance is. It's like, if you never meant to call me and you, in fact, met somebody that night, you had 2 weeks to let me know, hey, you know, it really just wasn't there for me. And that's 2 weeks that I could have not been talking myself into something that wasn't there.
You're absolutely right. I'm very sorry. There's no excuse. I should have contacted you.
Hey, I get it. Dating is hard, but it's kind of a jerk move.
Yeah.
You know, Ted, I don't want to. You know, I mean, look, you're right, and you're being honest, and you're apologetic. It's just a tough thing, though, Sophie. I mean, it's hard to say, hey, I met somebody else, or hey, there's nothing there. I don't know. It's hard because it's awkward.
It's definitely hard. Just don't ghost, I think, because it makes people feel more than it was. Like, if you had let me know the day after, you know, I just really wasn't feeling it. You're a good person, but I don't think we're right for each other.
Would you have said, you know, Ted, thank you for responding, or thank you for letting me know, and I wish you all the best. Is that how you would have responded to that? Yeah,
absolutely.
The next day?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this, Ted, and it's not to gang up on you here, but when I was dating Jess, you know, she went out with 20 guys in 20 days and 20 nights.
Yeah,
and
weren't you like 15? No, you were five.
I was
right?
Five. I got a call back.
Yeah.
And then after the second date, I had gone out on a date with another woman, and I let her know. I said, gosh, you know, I've had such a great time, but I think I've met somebody else. And she was so happy. She sent the most lovely text back to me. And Ted, so, and this is for any guy listening, any woman listening, just say, listen, I've met somebody else, or it's not, you know, this isn't for me. And then we don't have to do any more second date updates.
Yeah, we can get rid of this segment.
anyway.
Oh, man. But well, Ted, thanks for being, I mean, honestly, man, for you to come on and be honest with
wouldn't
us
that
and
be
transparent.
Great if we never had to do second date updates again. Ted, what do
you have? I just kind of feel like this is why girls get a little crazy, because it's not even necessarily that we were that into it, but the idea of us not knowing, it makes us go a little insane, and then that makes us like it even more than we did. So
Sophie,
we could all just kind of be like, nah.
I'll just say this. I don't think that's the only reason. But
Sophie,
anyway, Ted, anything you'd like to say before we let you go?
I'm sorry, and lesson learned.
Yeah. Great job. Good. Hey, Ted, thanks for staying, you know, and hanging in there and standing in there and not hanging up on us. But guys, we wish you all the best. You, Sophie, as well. And good luck out there, and call us back if this ever happens to you again. And Ted, good luck with your new relationship.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
All right. And thanks for being on.
Second date update.
Thanks anyway, guys.
More fun. More country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.